Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we're continuing our conversation with Jen Collins. Jen lives up in Pennsylvania near the Pittsburgh area, and she writes this blog called Life Confetti. And we have a mutual friend that told me about it, and I checked it out, and I was really inspired. And Life Confetti, the kind of tagline that Jen has is, it's navigating life with faith, hope, and celebration. And yet Jen does it having stage 4 cancer, and so you know, she's speaking from experience, and she is choosing joy in the even in the middle of a very, very serious health challenge. So I want to encourage you, if you missed yesterday's program, to go to our website to check out the podcast. You can listen anytime at your convenience, 24 hours 7 days a week at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Well, Jen, there are several good articles on there, but there's two I want to focus on in today's program. The first one I just want us to focus on, you wrote, in the sharing that I find healing. And you started off the tagline underneath that article, in the sharing I find healing. You said, Life Confetti is not just a hobby. It's a way to share my heart, and in the sharing I find healing. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I have found that, you know, so many times I feel like maybe Satan, the enemy, makes me feel like, well, I'm the only one that suffers with this, whether it's depression or anger or disappointments or frustration or being overweight or being bald or whatever the case may be. Yet I find when we share and open with others, the more we think we're different, actually, the more we are alike. Have you found that as you've shared in your process, especially with this outstanding blog on Life Confetti?
Yes, I have found that. People have come, because I write my blog, and it's a general blog about faith and hope, but I do talk a lot about having cancer and about my journey through treatment and just everything that cancer has brought into my life. But I do find that not everyone has cancer, but everyone has something. So everyone is battling something, is upset by something or struggling with something. So I think we may not have the same battles, but we're all on the front lines with something. So I found that helping others, I always tell people that if you're feeling down about yourself, the best way to get out of that slump is to go help someone else. So I've just always tried to do that, and that's what I do with Life Confetti, through writing and also through the Life Confetti bags that we pass out. At the local cancer center.
Okay, yeah, that's, sorry to interrupt you. Yeah, that's what I want you to share about next, is those Life Confetti bags, and I was going to ask you where you share them, and obviously you say that you should take them to cancer centers, but tell about what the Life Confetti bags are.
They are just a little gift bag. They have just anything in it. When we started, we put comfort items in there, like lip balm and tissues and hand sanitizer and things that people might need when they were going through chemotherapy treatment for cancer. But then over time, we put different things in there. One of them had a cake mix and some candles and those little blow horns for parties and party hats. And in it, I always put a copy of one of my blog posts and a handwritten card, and then kind of an explanation about what the bag's about. And that month was about celebrating. And I had written a blog article that it was called "It may just be Tuesday, but we'll celebrate anyway." Just it didn't matter. Like it's to remind cancer patients to celebrate the little moments, not just wait for a big holiday or a birthday or an anniversary. You can celebrate little moments along the way, and even just the everyday. There's always something even in the everyday to celebrate. So little things like that to boost their spirits. We've done recently one with chocolate-covered pretzels and some Thanksgiving. It was for Thanksgiving blessing jars and little notepads and pens for them to count their blessings and then put them in the jar. Just little reminders for the patients that when they're going through something so hard, that they should still look for things to celebrate in their everyday.
Well, I love it. You put a picture in this article in the sharing, I find healing of those jars where obviously first they have the advantage of the delicious chocolate-covered pretzel sticks, but mm-hmm. then you also provided a pen and some pads for people to write down at least one blessing each day and put in the jar, and then, you know, maybe once a month or later on to open that jar on one of those days where you don't feel good and start reading what those blessings are, because it's kind of easy to forget the blessings we have when we're going through a very serious health challenge, isn't it?
Absolutely, and it is. You do get consumed by that. If you're in pain, if you're not feeling well, it's harder and harder to, you know, find joy in things when you just don't feel well. And same goes for someone who's going through, you know, a major life event or some other struggle. It's hard to see the little things when you're consumed by all these big things crashing down on you.
Well, and you posted one of my favorite scriptures, and it's not my favorite because it's easy. It's one of my favorites because it reminds me that I don't do what I feel like doing. I do what, you know, God's Word asks me to do, and it's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, which says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." And so I love the idea of the blessing jars, because that kind of makes us do that even though we don't feel like being thankful when we're hurting, whether it's through an illness such as cancer or somebody's spouse tells them, "Hey, I don't love you anymore," or your employer says, "Hey, I'm sorry, but your position's being eliminated." I love what you said. I believe it was in yesterday's program. It may have been earlier today, but you talked about the fact of the matter is everybody's going through something, aren't they, Jen?
Yes, everyone has something. You know, I have cancer. Other people have other things they're dealing with, but everyone's going through something. And that verse has gotten me through a lot of difficult times. You know, to give thanks in all circumstances, because we don't know. Even myself getting cancer, I would never say that cancer was, you know, "Oh, it's great that I have cancer." But I've gotten a lot of blessings through this. I've met a lot of wonderful people. I've been blessed by wonderful people. And I've learned so many things through this, and I've been able to bless others through this. So it's not about us. You know, we're all part of God's plan, and this was part of His plan. And through this, there's going to be good things come of it. My pastor always says, and I'm not sure who said it first, but he always says, "What God doesn't protect you from, He perfects you through." And I've always held that in my heart, that, you know, God didn't protect me from cancer the first time or the second time. I got it, you know, it came back, it progressed to stage 4. But through that, through this process, God has used this to just, you know, change my heart, change my perspective, teach me lessons that I would have never learned had I not been diagnosed with cancer and not gone through the struggles that I've gone through.
Well, I also loved in this article you wrote on your blog, it's called lifeconfetti.blog. The title of this article she wrote on the blog is called "In the Sharing, I Find Healing." And I loved you talked just, you know, very extensively about what it's like to go through chemotherapy and sitting in a recliner with that needle hooked up and mm-hmm. getting, you know, the treatments that you do. And you said you thought about the patients who received the Life Confetti bags, fighting exhaustion after the nurse removed that IV or the needle from their ports. They gathered their bloggings, and your goal with the bags was that you just hope that somebody saw them, because, you know, you wanted someone to know their struggle and know their pain. And, you know, the thing I heard a pastor say many times ago, God will never waste a hurt if we let Him. And it sounds to me that's like what you've tried to choose to do with these blessing bags. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been there. I've been in my first time I went through chemotherapy, IV chemo. And I would see people that came. My husband went with me to every single chemo treatment. He sat next to me, and I slept through a lot of it, but he sat next to me, walked with me, and I see so many people come to that cancer center, and they're by themselves, some by choice, and some are okay to do that, but not. I'm sure a lot of them that come in alone would prefer to have someone there with them, and it just breaks my heart, and I know how you feel, just depleted, and, you know, when you leave there, you're done with the treatment, but the worst is yet to come, because, you know, sitting there in the chair, you don't feel those effects until after you get home. That's when, you know, all the side effects from the treatment begin. And so that's why I feel like, okay, if they take these home with them during that really dark time, that hard night, that hard day, you know, maybe they'll see that bag just sitting on their nightstand or on their kitchen counter and remember that someone thought of them.
Well, I love that you wrote in that article, in the sharing, I find healing. Before I drop the bags off with the oncology nurse each month, I say a prayer over them. I ask God to put the bags into the hands of those who needed them most. I ask God to put his loving arms around the recipients and all the patients fighting cancer. I ask him to give the doctors wisdom and the nurses compassion for the patients. Life Confetti wasn't a huge endeavor. It was only 12 bags per month. Did I wish I could do more? Absolutely. But I knew that what I did helped those who received them.
And absolutely.
And I think the thing that's so huge to me about, and the reason I read all that, Jim, was that so many people have something God's put in their heart to do, but they think, well, you know, if I can't do it big, then I'm not going to do it at all. And here you are being obedient, and you're just doing 12 bags. But, man, to those 12 individual lives, some of them could be single by choice, divorced, widowed. Man, those 12 bags, if they get those things are difference makers for those 12 people, aren't they?
Absolutely. I remember one time I sat next to a gentleman who was waiting for treatment, and I could tell he was alone, and he was lonely. He was talking about how cancer had taken a lot from him. He used to go to games with all his buddies, to the Steeler games, and now he can't go. He's not up to going. And he said it used to be some of the guys would meet him at his house, and they'd watch the game, and then slowly people kind of forget about you. They do. It's just the way it happens. Life goes on for everybody else. And so he was talking about how he sits at home and watches the games, and sometimes he'll order pizza from the place they used to go to, and it broke my heart. And that particular month, I had asked family and friends and people from my church to donate Bibles, and we put Bibles in those Life Confetti bags. And he, you know, abruptly got called back, so I didn't really get to talk to him, but I saw him. I happened to be coming out. I think God did that, but I was coming out when he was going up to the desk, and I went back and grabbed one of the Life Confetti bags that I had just dropped off, and I personally handed him one. That was one of the only times I got to give somebody one of those bags, because usually I give them to the nurses. But I just felt like God sent him next to me, and I listened to him, and I could tell he didn't really have too many people to listen to. And so I was blessed to be able to hand that off, and it was even more of a blessing that I got to give him a Bible. So that made me feel good.
Well, and I love that because, you know, so many times we go to do things to bless others and our heart's definitely in the right place, but yet so many times I've found it in my own life, at least, that even though I've gone to be a blessing to somebody else or done something to be a blessing, so many times God lets me be blessed in return. And it sounds like you found
exactly
that in this situation.
Exactly, and I feel that every time I drop them off. I'm doing this for others, but I'm receiving a blessing too, just to know that I can help someone. Like, I had to give up my businesses. I kind of gave up a part of me when I got sick, and so this has become my new passion, my new focus, and, you know, I just am dedicating my life to serving others. So, and this is just, it's a small way. Like I said, it's only 12 bags a month, but that's doable for me, and it blesses 12 people every month, so I'm going to keep doing it.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up our time. We're talking with Jen Collins. She is with the author of a great blog. I want to encourage you to check it out, called LifeConfetti.blog, LifeConfetti, C-O-N-F-E-T-T-I, LifeConfetti.blog. Check it out. I think you'll really be blessed. She's going to be with us tomorrow. She's going to share another post from her blog called Lessons from the Porch Swing about her grandmother. I want to close with this quote today. It says, helping one person might not change the whole world, but it could change the world for one person. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.